WLM mobile.
OTD2VZ.
KGE, KE5WLO. Good afternoon. I think it's Glenn, right?
Both our call signs. It's K, Kilo Delta 2, Bravo November Golf. And yours, I think, was KA5. Oh, heck, I'll never remember.
It's Kilo Alpha 5 Whiskey. Your name here is Leroy.
5WLL. Okay, yeah, there was an LL in there somewhere. Okay. How you been today?
Good, out running errands for the Blue Ridge Club, and now I'm headed off to the bank to make a deposit, but just doing good. Interviewed for the bus center this morning and starting back with the school system here in a couple weeks. And other than that, my day's been pretty good.
Well, you work for the school system, you said?
Yep, work with transportation in the school system.
Bus driver. No, hey, that's an extremely important job. You know, and children especially, man. If I had a bus full of children, school-age children, I think I'd end up driving it over a cliff. So it takes a good level of driving ability plus also some patience.
That it does. It takes a lot of patience and a decent amount of driving ability. But I don't drive. I work with special needs on the. I work with disabled kids.
Possibly even more patience is needed. Yeah, that's not an easy thing. The people handling, I think, is probably a lot harder than the driving.
Yep. So, yep, just sitting here in traffic on Edwards Road waiting to get across the stoplights, and I'll be at the bank. So I'll be out here for just a couple more minutes.
Out there today. I haven't been out yet. Oh, actually, I'm all the way here in Graycourt, so it doesn't matter.
The traffic on White Hampton, you never know what's going to be. Some days it's good, some days it's bad. Most of the days it's bad, actually. People just don't know how to drive, trying to get from one place to the other. Either they're speeding, or you got these motorcycles that like to race up and down White Hampton, so you got to watch out for them, too.
It goes all the way into Spartanburg, and it probably keeps going. So you got Wade Hampton in Greenville, and you got Wade Hampton out in the cow pasture. Oh, wait, I'm thinking of Woodruff Road. Wade Hampton goes the other way. Yeah, all right, I think I know where you... Yeah, that's not any better.
Federal Highway 29, and it goes all the way from... I know it goes all the way from here to Anderson going south, and probably points south, and then from here it goes through Spartanburg and up into North Carolina and points north. There's the Greer area, Wade Hampton, so, and it's kind of more the four-lane highway type here.
I know. For some reason I was thinking of Woodruff Road, but, you know, probably Wade Hampton know better. Especially when you get near the, anywhere near Greenville, you're going to end up in a parking lot anyway.
At anywhere you get close to the Greenville area is pretty bad. Woodruff is actually worse. Woodruff, you get all the shopping districts there in Woodruff Road, and you never know what you're going to run into. A lot of times it's standstill traffic.
Yeah, because I thought you were thinking of... Because Woodruff Road, once you get out to Spartanburg or somewhere near there, it ends up being like a one-lane road through the country. But, yeah, ideally, you know, not near Greenville.
Once you... In the Greenville area, Woodruff Road, you got four-lane traffic, and then as you're getting down towards... running down through the Spartanburg County area, it'll turn into two-lane traffic, but... But, yeah, especially around your business areas, well, your Costco and Cabela's, that area of 385 and 85, you never know what you can run into.
Since maybe about 2012, and I've already seen the kind of growth in this area. What do I compare it to? Let's say Atlanta 30 years ago. It's starting to go down that kind of growth curve. I-85 as you go down Lawrence Road towards you know, let's say towards Malden, all these housing complexes went up on both sides of the road within, you know, within a period of like less than 3 or 4 years. So, you know, it's growing.
And I've been here since 92. And when I first started, I used to work sheriff's office at EMS. When I first started there, Woodruff Road was just barely a four-lane road. They had just upgraded it from two-lane up around the Greenville area. And Simpsonville area exploded at that point, and they started building, and they haven't looked back. I mean, what used to be old farms and country land is now multi-section housing divisions now. Anyways, let me let you go. I'm here where I need to be, and I will talk to you later down the log. If I even try your call, I'd mess it up. I'll talk to you later, Glenn. KA5WLL73 for now.
WLL, KD2BNG. All right. We'll talk to you later. 73 is... So certainly nothing has changed.
That could have been my, just simply my position. I was kind of in the Taylor's area, so Paris Mountain tends to do that.
The various mountaintops are in relation to each other. This repeater is Caesar's Head Mountain, right? There's actually another W4NYK repeater on the other mountain, whichever mountain this one's not on. And that one gets zero usage, as far as I can tell.
This is on Caesar's Head, on top of WYFF tower. And then the other repeater is the 82 repeater, and it's on top of Paris Mountain, which is right there at Cherrydale.
Cherrydale, so north of, okay, so somewhere near, like, White Horse Road on the way out of town, I think.
This White Horse runs up left side of it, and that mountain blocks this repeater, roughly Wade Hampton and Pleasantburg Road and kind of that general direction.
I had an experiment, I forget with whom, we were going to QSY to the other repeater, and that thing, we were only able to trip that thing about half the time. I can't even get enough wattage to open the repeater. And if anything, that one should be closer to me. But yeah, that's the, I forget who I was talking with about all these wonderful, nice, disused repeaters around here that nobody seems to really want.
The A2 repeater is where its antenna is located. Its antenna is actually on top of a building, so, and it's like a 1.5-story building. And it does face the Greenville metro area, so it does have good signal that direction. But again, you know, we're only talking maybe 25 feet up in the air, so and it's not, you know, necessarily the best and brightest and most capable antenna. So that's why that one has such lower capabilities.
Kind of what I figured. So this one is on that same antenna tower where you've got WYFF and probably all the police and fire department antennas and all the other antennas.
Wonderful high RF area. The antenna, I want to say it's 450 feet AGL. Don't quote me on that. That's just going from memory.
Sounds familiar. You're probably right. Yeah, this is probably one of the really good repeaters you have in this area as far as coverage. I mean, the only other one that has this kind of coverage is probably the Mount Mitchell repeater, which is quite a bit far east of me.
All that, and that was definitely 100% me. You were making it through the repeater, but apparently I had a really high noise area.
This repeater has good coverage, the only one being about the same or better is the Mount Mitchell repeater, and that's quite a ways east of me and probably a lot east of you.
And So, yeah, and part of it is, being that high up, we do have kind of an umbrella effect, so right near the repeater, it's harder to actually get into it. But anyway, I have gotten to the next stop. I'll be in Home Depot here for just a couple of minutes, and then I'll be busy for CTD.
Okay, then, KD2BG, I'll be here. Golf Fleet Echo November.
All right, Glenn, this is Wyatt. I'll be back in a little bit.